It is Wednesday, July 21, 2021, 7/21/21. It is lawyer talk off the record, but on the air here on Wednesday with our regular Blitz interface, waiting momentarily to tune in with Loper and Randy over at 99.7. At Yavich and Palmer years ago, we started answering legal questions. First, we went to the studio. Then during the pandemic shutdown, we've been interfacing here on Wednesdays. What a great mix of entertainment, law, and radio. So we're expecting to tune in just about now at the Blitz to take on all legal questions.
All right. So Steve Palmer joining us right now. Free legal advice for you guys. Any legal question you may want to ask, just pick up the phone. 821-9970. That's 821-9970 or 99700 on text. Steve, how are you, man?
Hey, doing great. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good, man.
We already have one coming out via text. My husband hasn't been able to work for 8 years due to several neurological issues. He filed for disability twice and was turned down. We need to file again, but he hasn't even started the paperwork. Could a lawyer help us from the beginning so he will file instead of waiting for us to get turned down a third time?
Well, I know very, very little about how to obtain disability and what needs to be done and what needs to be filed, but I would almost invariably, this is like a loaded question. Well, yes, I would think a lawyer could help that. I'm not exactly sure what they would do differently than what you're doing, but I would always consult with somebody who knows what they're doing in that field. I'd be happy to try to make a referral, although I can't think of anybody off the top of my head. Give me a shout, 614-224-6142.
All right. So a woman who recently got divorced, she wants to know, she was going through a series of lawyers that were giving her advice, and she was not able to get away from her husband. He abused her. And then finally, I guess she's saying that he was arrested on Sunday night, and now she wants to get out. The problem, both of the cars are in his name. Is she going to have legal issues if she takes one of the cars?
Well, the answer is I'm not sure. I would need to know more. I can't tell if they actually got divorced, if they were trying to get divorced, or
they're trying to get divorced. They're not divorced yet.
Okay. Well, generally speaking, if the cars were purchased at the time they were married, or they have otherwise become marital property, she can take one of the cars. That's one of the things that'll get sorted out in the divorce proceedings. Before she did anything, I mean, we want to make sure she's safe, obviously, and make sure that she's out of harm's way. It sounds like this guy's abusive physically anyway. He's in jail and she's safe now. And then beyond that, we want to make sure she is checking all the correct legal boxes. So I would say get advice from a qualified domestic relations lawyer now, not later. Get yourself safe. Get to a safe spot. Then call a good lawyer. And if you need one, I am happy to provide one. 614-224-6142. They can help you file for divorce, get temporary orders in place that allocates how this property is going to get divvied up, at least while things are getting figured out.
All right. We have a text here.
Here's a question. What can I do if my mortgage holder sold my VA loan to another company, but somehow it's now not a VA loan?
Well,
fighting with the mortgage company, sorry, for over a year.
So the first thing is you want to go look at the original mortgage agreement with the VA. I'm not sure what that was, but most mortgages, when you sign on the dotted line, or like the 20 dotted lines you got to sign on, will have a provision that the company can sell it. They can sell the paper to somebody else. And, you know, usually a lot of times that happens. And I know my mortgage has been sold several times over the years. It doesn't really impact anything I'm doing. Maybe there's a different interface for payment or something. But in the main now, they've got that pretty smooth. So I would first want to know what the problem is with the new company that you've been fighting with it for a year. And if there is a problem in the service side of it, then you need to address that. But I would also go back to the original small print in the documents to see if it was one of those notes that gave them permission to sell it if that's what they wanted to do. And my guess is it probably is. I would have to look though.
First time that happened to us, I felt so offended.
And it doesn't feel right, does it? It feels like cheated.
I called the original people that wrote the note. And I go, what happened? How come you couldn't even just call me and tell me yourself? We had to break up and I had to find out from someone else that you sold me. I mean, it is
a weird feeling. Yeah. I hate it. I didn't tell you this, but that just happened to us last week.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah.
Oh, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the second time they've done it. Mm-hmm. Oh, it makes me mad.
It is.
But an experience, I don't know why.
Get you a little hot under the collar because
I have to get a whole new login.
I wasn't good enough. Now you got to sell me, huh?
With a new company. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't want to be bought by you anyway? Too personal, right?
Yeah, it's
sort of like getting dumped. You know, you feel like
it is like getting dumped. That's what I felt like exactly.
You know what's so funny? Maybe I'm a weird person, but I'm like, maybe it's because we like pay on time all the time, never a problem. So maybe they're like, hey, you know what I mean? Maybe they're making money selling. I mean, that's what they are doing. They're making money selling our loans to other people.
Look at these fantastic credit folk right here.
Yes.
We're going to sell your mortgage to other people that love people with fantastic credit.
So we should start paying late.
I didn't think of that.
I feel like then they can't sell us because who would want us?
All right.
Right? So I just feel like I debunked it.
That's right.
I just figured it out.
If you're not getting sold all the time, nobody wants your trash ass. All right. Just letting you know. Here is Chris on line one.
Someone's turning.
Hey, Chris. What's up, bro?
If you turn, Chris.
My question for Steve is, I got AT&T coming into my backyard and putting in fiber optics. I was just wondering if there was like a city code on where they're allowed to put stuff like towers or even like a connection box in my yard.
Yeah, I don't know. There probably is. There's probably some regulation on that you could, I would start with calling the city. I don't know where you're living or what the jurisdiction is, but I would start there, call it the building department or something and see what they have to say. And then from there, I would follow the trail of crumbs and see where it leads me. You could probably research this and figure it out pretty easily. My guess is they have an agreement. They have regulations that they have to follow. And they're allowed to do it. What I don't know is whether you get any say-so to the extent it's on your property. In other words, are you just stuck with what we might call prescriptive easement, meaning it's just something that's going to happen. You don't have a choice. And then I would also wonder, all right, after they get done digging and changing things, are they going to put it back to normal? And if they don't, what's your recourse? These are all questions I'm sure you have. And there's answers out there. I just don't know them off the top of my head. I know that doesn't help you immediately, but I would start with the building department at whatever city you're living in and then follow it from there.
What is it that makes you so upset about the fiber optic cable? Is it just like digging up your yard or what?
Well, they've dug up the yard and they put in like a junction box. One is in the ground and then I have two towers in my backyard now.
Towers, huh?
And not towers. Like they're only like maybe 2 feet tall, like where they connect to the houses and stuff.
Gotcha. All right.
The box and the one tower that's next to the box, they have it like sitting out like 5 feet from my fence line in my yard. And it's kind of in my way when I go to mow and everything else like that. And it's like, why not put it in the corner of my yard instead of putting it out here?
In the middle, right?
Can't
even have like a soccer match or anything.
So you know? Weird.
It is. All right. Hey, man, I wish you luck with that. Like Steve said, I would take that up with the city. Find out who's sticking boxes in your soccer field.
All right. Thank you.
Or, you know, where your wife wants to lay out or whatever you do in your backyard. It's your backyard, right? And then all of a sudden you got something in the middle of it. Like, I don't like that. I wouldn't want that either. 821-9970 or 800-821-9970. Steve Palmer is with us each and every Wednesday, giving awesome legal advice. And we thank you for hopping on with us today, man. If people want to get in touch with you, I know also on Wednesdays, you do your own podcast. If people want to listen to that and give you a call, how do they do that, Steve?
Yeah, it's real simple. For the office, any legal issues, anything whatsoever, 614-224-6142. Take a minute, put it in your phone. That way, if you have an emergency, you can reach us. You can check out our podcast at lawyertalkpodcast.com. It's all right there. And you can subscribe anywhere you subscribe to your podcast. Check it out.
Awesome, man. My lawyer could be yours, Steve Palmer.
Thanks, guys.
I guess I'm the only one. I was the only one that was happy Steve was here. Nope, it was just me, Steve, in the beginning.
My hands are really soft today.
Just so you know.
I'm taking notes.
There's a lot of emotions.
All right, another riveting session with the 99.7 Blitz crew. Loper and Randy taking their legal callers. Just me in the bunker today, so I got to wrap it up. Unfortunately, we all do have day jobs, and we can't just spend full-time podcasting here at 511 South High Studio C, but we certainly do our best to provide you content every week. If you have legal questions of your own and you want to have them discussed right here at the podcast table, look us up, lawyertalkpodcast.com, submit a question. If you have a real legal question or you want to get some representation, you can check us out at Yavich and Palmer. That is at ohiolegaldefense.com, 614-224-6142. Until next week, this is Lawyer Talk, off the record, on the air, at least until now.